1 Peter 3, verse 7. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Observation. As we continue the study of 1 Peter 3:7, we learn another lesson in how the husband is to live with his wife with day-by-day godliness. He is to live with her, quote, in an understanding way, as a weaker vessel, since she is a woman. Now, this is a very simple statement, yet it gives many readers difficulties in our current age of feminism. As with is added by some translators before a weaker vessel, making the statement easier to swallow. However, this is not original from the Greek, but it is added as interpretation. So in the midst of discomfort within our culture, we approach the holy word of God, of which all scripture, literally all writings, are breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. See 2 Timothy 3:16. Which means every single word written is inspired by God. It means that every single word teaches those who need to learn of truth. It means that every single word reproves those who do not believe or obey. It means that every single word is given for correction, which means to place those on the wrong path onto the right path. It means that every single word written trains us how to live in righteousness according to those words. In other words, the statement, as a weaker vessel since she is a woman, is word by word written by God for his purposes and glory. We ought to never then take a seemingly difficult writing from him like this and say it is cultural or it doesn't apply or we just don't interpret it that way simply because it teaches, reproves, corrects, and trains us to believe and do something contrary to what is acceptable in our current culture. To approach God's word in those ways is the way of subjective truth and the way of making God in our own image instead of being made into the image of God. We are to become like him. We are to follow his ways instead of finding a way to make difficult teachings of scripture to fit what we like or how we live or what is most comfortable to us. Yet even when in faith we accept God's teaching that women, or more likely here wives, are somehow the weaker vessel, there still remains a question of what does God mean by weaker vessel? In study, we can find a variety of explanations, which we will align now in this study with the different meanings of the word weaker given in the Greek lexicons. We will study first the meaning of physical weakness versus physical strength. Second, we'll study the weakness as a state of limited capacity, as in powerlessness. And third, we will look at weakness in its meaning of a helpless condition, which we will relate to being easily deceived. So the first explanation and most popular explanation is that women are weaker in their physical strength and size, which is really a general reality and not necessarily true across the board. This view can only be found only vaguely within divine revelation, which is scripture, in the distinct differences of the creation of man and woman. However, through natural revelation, we find this to be commonly true. Men are most often physically stronger than women. The problem with understanding weaker as merely physical is that it is not a clearly taught doctrine elsewhere in Scripture. However, there is more authority in one word from God than in all the books and teachings of the world. Now, this is most clearly seen in natural revelation, which is observation of God's creation, but it's not as clearly taught through divine revelation, which is the holy word of God. Yet still, if physical weakness is the meaning of weaker vessel, then this is a command of protection. God is declaring it is the husband's duty to keep his wife safe from physical harm from both others and from the husband himself, so that a husband who loves, fears, and obeys the Lord learns to never dominate over his wife physically and to ensure that she is never hurt. The second explanation given of the description of wife or woman as weaker is that it is in reference to her role of submission and the husband's role of headship. Here, like Jesus, the wife willingly limited her capacity and power of authority. Her husband is her leader, and she is the follower. Now, this possibility seems to be the most fitting. First, because unlike the physical weakness, which isn't directly taught elsewhere in the Word of God, the role of authority and submission are not only taught repeatedly in Scripture, but they were just taught in the verses before this. Anyone who submits themselves to another takes a weaker role, such as an employee to their employer, or as a believer, as a slave to the master and lord. In this way, God is commanding the husband to live in an understanding way of her submission by never abusing his God-given role as the head of his wife. To live in an understanding way, then, is to be a thoroughly considerate husband of the vulnerability of the submission of his wife, which she is placed in by the authority of God. In this way, we learn that a husband who abuses his headship for selfish gain or for any other reason violates God's protective order for his wife. So here again, we find this is a command of protection for his wife, a command to every day live in a way that takes her weakness in submission to his own authority very serious, so that the role of headship is lived out for her good and for God's glory. The third explanation found is that it's possible that weaker vessels, in reference to the biblical teaching that women are more easily influenced or more easily deceived. This fits the meaning of the word weaker in the sense of a helpless condition. As 1 Timothy 2:14 says, it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into trespass. Now the statement's given as the reason God restricts all women from teaching and exercising authority over all men. See 1 Timothy 2 verses 12 through 14. Thus, the reference of Eve's deception is applied as a reason all women are, quote, not allowed to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. This meaning of weaker vessel is again a command then of protection, placed in the duty of all husbands. It means a husband is to be especially cautious and full of care in leading his wife well and not becoming frustrated at her misleadings or allowing them to mislead him. He is to live with her in an understanding way by helping her through anything that deceives her by pointing her to the absolute truths of God with both grace and patience. He is to, quote, wash her with the water of the word. Each of these possibilities now are biblical and are all also wonderful, great lessons for any husband. So it could be that God intended to keep the idea of weaker vessel vague so that in all the ways a wife is in a weaker position, the husband is to be understanding. He is to understand these realities and not to exploit them. He is not to become upset, not to become angered by any of her weaknesses. Instead, he is to be living in an understanding way of her by following his divinely given duty to protect her, to care for her, and to give grace to her. It's important to note that the grammar is written here in such a way that the weaker reality of the wife is true because or since she is a woman, or possibly since she is a wife. That is, the weakness is rooted in her womanhood or in her wifehood. That makes this command for the husband as inescapable and as unchangeable as the wife's gender and the wife's marriage to the husband, of which Jesus says, let what God has joined together no man separate. In other words, God is protecting her from others through the husband, and God is protecting her from the husband's own sinful self, and that will always be his duty for as long as he and she lives. Application. For the ladies, does my husband know that I expect him to protect me in these ways? If I'm unmarried, do I pray and watch for a potential suitor who will humbly protect me, both from his own self and from others, boldly? Does my husband know I am following my duty of submission and therefore willingly allowing myself to be weaker for God's glory? Do I ask my husband to help me understand the scripture so that I will not be deceived? Now for the men, application. Do I meditate on and memorize scriptural passages that God can use to effectively curb and put to death my selfish desires so that I will not abuse my role as head of my wife or wife-to-be? Have I ever physically confronted, challenged, or hurt my wife? Have I ever allowed others to do so? Do I become frustrated with others, or especially my wife, misleadings or deceptions so that I cannot patiently and humbly teach the truth? Am I humbly leading my wife for God's glory according to God's design, or am I dominating over her according to my own desires? For all who are failing to submit themselves to the authority of God's word in these ways, repent. Turn in faith to the Savior who forgives you if you confess your sins. Allow Jesus to wash your previous failures in these areas, and then submit to his lordship of your life and begin to live according to his will and ways, no matter how ancient they may seem in our days. Let's pray. Father, I've not obeyed your will as I ought, either in my marriage or outside of it, in preparation for it. So teach me to be submissive, however, wherever, and whenever you call me to, according to your will, so that as a husband, I can live with my wife in an understanding way, in her submission, so that as a wife, I can have faith in your design for my marriage. As a husband, give me the boldness to protect my wife from others physically or by their deceptions or in her submission. That she would be safe both from my sinful and selfish flesh and safe from all others as well. I devote myself more zealously to your word so that your will and ways would be accomplished through me for your glory alone. Amen. Thank you.